So many of you know those stories, and these stories are wonderful to reflect on how Krishna has made himself available in this age for people who are so neglectful of their relationship with God. It is the wonder of wonders that this has happened. And this verse here, Namo Mahavaranyaya, it may be something we say over a plate of khichdi before we offer it, but we should never ever forget that encapsulated in this verse is the most wonderful of wondrous things, the secret of all secrets, that God himself has come only 500 years ago as his own devotee, and to make himself totally and utterly available to anyone who simply wants to come to him and with folded hands says, I've had enough. I've had enough of this world. God, please come into my life. Please help me in some way. Anyone who says that will have an opportunity to come and experience the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is how easy Krishna has made his life approachable to us. Very, very approachable. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he comes for many different reasons. There's Prabhupada was once giving a tent program in India, and he told the story of Kaliya Mardana, how Krishna dances on the hoods of Kaliya. And one man in the audience, one impersonalist, stood up and he said, actually what this means is that Krishna is black, black is unknown, unknown is the divine spirit behind Krishna. So Prabhupada just looked at him. And instead of, you know, Prabhupada explained 26 different reasons, personal reasons, why Krishna danced on the head of Kaliya. And one of the reasons was most amazing. He described that the movement, the very movement of Krishna's feet in the air as he was dancing on Kaliya, described the movements of the planets. And Prabhupada was at pains to show this gentleman, would-be philosopher, that when Krishna comes, he does so many things at the same time. Krishna, Prabhupada says, he can eat with his hair. He can play the flute with his toes. Krishna's inside and outside of his body is the same. Krishna can do anything with any part of his body. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. He can do anything. So it is not wonderful that when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spreads the Yuga Dharma, he displays Radharani's love for Krishna, he empowers his followers to build temples, to find holy places, to write books. All these things are accomplished when he comes as this divine golden form of his own devotee. So, in his early pastimes, the Lord was not even known as a devotee. And in preparation for the way of many, many hundreds of millions who would come after him, he also showed what it's like to undergo an experience of religious conversion. They used to think that Nimai was simply a puffed-up scholar, until he met Ishwarapuri and took initiation, and he came, and it said that the tears of love of God were flowing down his cheeks. And he came, and the Vaishnavas who were chanting Hare Krishna, they saw something has happened here. This Nimai has changed. And at that point, he became an integral part of the kirtans that were taking place in Srivas's courtyard, Srivas Angan. And every house has a courtyard, sometimes as big as this room. And there may be one or two different houses. There may be a house for the cow dung. There may be a cow dung cakes for burning. There may be a house for the boga, which is up on stilts, so that animals won't get it. There'll be a house for, you know, different members of the family, all centered around a courtyard. So in Srivas's courtyard, this is where the kirtans really started going. And it's interesting that Lord Chaitanya didn't at once manifest his divine position, but only did so after he met a great devotee who was playing the role of his guru. So those kirtans went on for 1 year, and they would go through the night, and different people were very annoyed. This was something that shouldn't be happening. You're disturbing the peace. The Muslims would come along, and sometimes they would throw pots of urine over the wall to try and get the Vaishnavas to stop singing. And they were singing and chanting and dancing. We also have this experience on Charing Cross Road sometimes. There was always somebody who used to throw something, wasn't it? I think they used to save it up all week, just ready for the Saturday night Harinam. But actually, no one can resist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know what happened to that person, but one devotee at least started his life by kicking the devotees as they went down Oxford Street on Harinam. He was wearing these Dr. Martens boots, and he would, every time he saw the devotees, he would wait till they went by, and he would kick them on the backs of the legs. And eventually he went on to, you know, come to the temple and see who it was that he was kicking, to take prasadam, to take kirtan. Then he got shaved up and he got initiated, and now he's on his way to Godhead. You know. So anyway, I don't know what happened to these Muslims that were throwing the urine over the walls, but they complained to the Muslim magistrates, and they said, well, you know, let's get some local tantric Hindus involved. So they also got involved, and eventually the magistrate came and the police came and said, break it up. And they took hold of the mudungas and they smashed the mudungas on the floor. And in Shivas's courtyard today, if you go there on the altar, they have a broken mudunga. They have a Harinam party, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a broken mudunga. Anyway, before this time, the Vaishnavas had really understood the identity of the Lord, because there was one night when they had a kirtan which went on for 21 hours. 21 hours. Now, you know, we had to cut the kirtan short today because of class and everything, but kirtan will go on for hours and hours this afternoon. Actually, sometimes I like to think that kirtan doesn't really... There's a technique to getting it involved in kirtan. There's a technique to how fast you sing or don't sing. And, you know, the kirtan leaders should be aware of this, that you lead in such a way that as many devotees as possible become involved and they all take part. And slowly, slowly, the kirtan builds up. Prabhupada at one time, didn't he say 40 minutes slowly and then 20 minutes fast, something like that. But at least it should be that everybody can participate, because this is our process. And today of all days, it's our process. So everybody was involved in these kirtans. The courtyard was packed. You know, you can imagine the size of this. It was packed. But this was a very special evening, and Lord Chaitanya removed the Shalagram Shila off the altar, and he sat down himself on the altar. Vaishnavas were astonished, what's happening. But as the kirtan was going, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his universal form. And he also revealed his relationship with each and every devotee in the courtyard. He would call them up to the altar. He said, now you come. He'd look at them. He said, you come up now. And they would each see the deity to whom they were so devoted. So Murari Gupta, a local doctor, he lived about a half a mile away, he came. And he came towards Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting on the altar, resplendent, brilliant effulgence. And instead of Lord Chaitanya sitting there, he saw Lord Ramachandra, who started to speak to him. And he looked down at his own body, and he saw that it was Hanuman. Yeah? And the Lord said to him, come, Murari. He said, I am Ram, and you are Hanuman. So each devotee had their relationship with the Lord played out. So after that, there's no stopping them. Can you imagine if that happened to you? There was no... You know, it would take more than a bucket of urine to stop you, wouldn't it? So they came, they broke the mudungas, and then the Lord took 100,000 people with torchlights to the Chand Kazi's palace. And of course, they sat down and they discussed the merits of the Quran and the Vedas. And eventually, the Chand Kazi, the Muslim leader, said, henceforth, I will not stop the Harinam Sankirtan anywhere in this area. And he gave them his own personal insignia. You've seen these insignias. It's like this. Like that, and like that, and like that. You've seen that one? And wherever the Vaishnavas went, they would carry that on a stick. This was the Chand Kazi's Islamic insignia, but they would put the tilak on it. And that meant that we have permission to be here. No one can stop us. So similarly, what the Vaishnavas do these days is we take a metropolitan policeman and we stick him at the front of the kirtan and we say, no one can stop us. They also used to come and break drums and kick the Vaishnavas, but now they come along with us. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled for, he took sannyas, he traveled for 6 years all over India, and then he settled in Jagannath Puri. Now, he had one part of his pastimes to start the Sankirtan movement, another part of his pastimes to spread them. I went to a village once where, I keep telling this story, but it's a wonderful thing that happened, so it bears retelling, that we were in the middle of nowhere, and it was just an Andhra Pradesh, you know, a state of India that you don't normally associate with Lord Chaitanya. But we were on Padayatra, and we came to the crest of a hill, and there was this huge kirtan going on. Now, usually, you know, sometimes, just sometimes, when you have a group of Hindus in India, and they're playing the kartals, and they're playing the drum, it's usually not quite, you know, but this kirtan was like anything that Narihari was leading, or devotees here lead. I mean, this was really, really going. And they were, you know, the kirtan was really, really ecstatic. So we wondered, who's been preaching to them? Who's been firing them up, you know? And they led a big kirtan all the way through the village to one end of the village and all the way back. And we said, well, you know, maybe some ISKCON devotees have come here because they're chanting the full Maha Mantra, not, you know, Radhe Shyam or Sitaram or, you know, Radharam, anything, but they're chanting, you know. So they said, well, we do this every second day in our village. Before breakfast, we come out and we go all the way to the end of the village and all the way back. And we said, why? And they said, oh, well, we don't know, but everybody in the village has always done it. So they said, oh, let's ask Dadu. So they brought out Dadu, and he came out. He was 93 years old, and he said, well, I think it's because a great saint once came to this village, and he said we should do it. And we said, well, when the great saint? He said, oh, maybe 500 years ago. So you mean that your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents started this off, and you've kept it going in the village ever since? And he said, yeah. He said, it's, you know, my great-great-grandfather used to do it, and his great-great-grandfather before him. And this is India, you know. Now, if it was a village in England, you'd have just two doors away, people that you'd never speak to, and on the other side, people that you'd never speak to. But in India, the community stays together, and people live in the same place. So they had actually done this for hundreds of years. And it transpired that this is one of the villages that Lord Chaitanya passed through on his way through South India. And Lord Chaitanya, people would see him and they would go home and they would start chanting. So he actually passed through this village. So what of his later pastimes? Well, there's a few later pastimes that Lord Chaitanya had to perform in order that everything would go on. First was instruction. First was instruction. And the instruction breaks into two types. First instruction was he actually instructed devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, different Goswamis. This is what I want you to preach, to teach, to write about. You write books on this, and you set up little schools, and you make disciples, and you teach people these things. This is what he taught them to do. The other thing that he wanted them to do was to go to Vrindavan and rediscover the lost holy places. So the first temple that was built in Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, beloved deity of Sanatan Goswami and Radha Govinda, Rupa Goswami, when nothing was there at all. We go to Vrindavan today and we have, you know, nice accommodation. There was just trees. But they built their temples with help from public subscription. And they toured Vrindavan and found the holy places and encouraged people to go and visit them. And then they also preached against false conclusions which were not backed up by scripture. So these are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then, what else? The Lord had to teach by, if you like, bad example. He had to make an example of people who didn't do the right thing, so that later on people would really, really, really understand. And I will finish. I will finish in 5 minutes. So that people would really understand what was to be done and what was not to be done. So we have people like Balabhacharya coming, who was a devotee of the Lord, but he said that I have a commentary which is even better than Sridhar Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya didn't like that one bit, because he accepted Sridhar Swami as the authentic commentator. So he said, he's just started describing all the different devotees that were sitting with him in Jagannath Puri. The Lord was actually sitting in Kashi Mishra's house. Kashi Mishra was the guru of the king. You know, Sarvabhauma was the philosopher of the king, the guru of the king. So this was, you know, a big statement that you've come here. You've said that you've got something better. But look at all the great devotees who've accepted the commentary of Sridhar Swami. Don't you think you should be a little more humble? So then Balabha came and he was a little humble. He went on to establish his own sampradaya. Then Pradyumna Mishra said, I want to hear from you directly. I don't want to hear from anybody else, my lord. And then he sent him to Ramananda Roy. And when Pradyumna Mishra came to Ramananda Roy, he saw that he was teaching the dancing girls how to dance, just like Mother Govardhan does. And will be showing us in a few minutes. So he said, how is it possible? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to receive instruction, shiksha, from a person who teaches dancing girls how to dance for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. I can't, how can that person be my guru? So then Lord Chaitanya corrected him. He said, you think that he's an ordinary man, but I'm telling you, he's completely transcendental. His mind is not disturbed whatsoever. And he's the most intimate servant of Lord Jagannath. So that told Pradyumna Mishra a lesson. And that lesson was also written down in Swarup Damodar's diaries, because Swarup Damodar was a secretary. And every time something like this happened, somebody got corrected, Swarup Damodar would write it down. And later on, that was read by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and that went into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramachandra Puri, we all know his story. He criticized his own guru even on his deathbed. And he criticized God himself. He said, look at the ants on the floor here. All you Vaishnavas, you all eat too much. Look at you, call yourself a sannyasi. You've been eating sweets, haven't you? I know you people. So Ramachandra Puri became, you know, he was totally fallen anyway, but then eventually he became, you know, completely rejected. And a private joke. And the Vaishnavas just gave up his company completely. Although his own god brother was Ishwara Puri. So same training, same guru, but one completely failed and one became the guru of God. So same opportunities was given to two people, but one blew it and one fully accepted it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Sarvabhauma's daughter's husband, Amoga, tried the same trick. Sarvabhauma had an extra room built on his house. And one room, he had two rooms. One room was built on was the temple room. Another room, he kept a picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would serve him, like that. You might say he was the first person to keep a picture of Gauranga in his home. Anyway, he made lots of preparations and invited the Lord to lunch. He and his wife were cooking so much, and then the Lord came to lunch, and his son-in-law came in and he said, you call yourself a sannyasi? Look at this. Look at how much you're eating. Look at this. You're supposed to be a renunciate. Look at it all. It's plates and piles and dishes and sweets. What's going on? So the Lord just sat very humbly, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya picked up a stick And he chased the mole, get out of the house. Wow, wow, and he chased him away. And he came back and he said, "My Lord, I am so sorry." And he made up his mind he was going to fast until death for the great offense that had been committed in his house. The very next day, a moga fell sick with cholera. And when Lord Chaitanya heard about it, his Mahavaranyavatara, did he say, "Well, it's just karma, isn't it? Vaishnava Aparad, isn't it? Yeah, that'll come, teach him to offend me." No, he went there and he placed his hand on a moga's chest and he said, "Your heart is the heart of a Brahmin. And it's meant to be a clean place so that Krishna can come and sit there on the lotus flower of your heart. You've made it very dirty by this criticism. Please clean your heart." And with tears in his eyes, Moga said, "My Lord, please forgive me." And at the moment he said, "Please forgive me," he started getting better. And he became a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Then we have the story of Junior Haridas, who was sent to get a little bit of scented rice from Madhavi, who was an old lady. And Lord Chaitanya, just so happened that Junior Haridas, not Haridas Thakur, but Junior Haridas, was the one that Lord Chaitanya was going to demonstrate so that people would know for years afterwards that sannyasis have to be very, very strict in their behavior. And we all know that story. Then there was someone else who came. One young boy would come, and I would like to say that Mother Govardhan is as punctual as God. And Damodar Pandit, not Swarup Damodar, and one little boy would come and he would sing to Lord Chaitanya, and Damodar Pandit said, "My dear Lord, I think you should know that the mother of this little boy is an attractive young widow. And if this little boy keeps coming to see you, people will start talking." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Thank you very much." Another time he heard some beautiful singing coming from Jagannath Temple, and he started running. And Govinda, was it Govinda or Swarup Damodar came up to him and Govinda. Govinda came and said, "My Lord, these are ladies' voices." And he said, "Oh, Govinda, you have saved my life." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely transcendental. You know, he's Krishna, come in the mood and form the mood of Radharani. So it is not that he's attracted to anything in the material world, but he displays this particular part of his leela for our instruction. Finally, the third phase of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anti-leela is these ecstatic symptoms that he manifested to display this Mahabhav, to display Radharani's love for Krishna and the transformation of his form that came about as a result of this ecstatic love. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be experiencing love in separation, meaning that he could not see Krishna and wanted to know where Krishna was, so he would be weeping. Sometimes in his vision he would see Krishna and he would be experiencing love in union. So oscillating between the two, his devotees would have to sing different songs to accompany the Lord's different moods. But as the years went by, the moods got stronger and stronger, and they were accompanied by very severe physical symptoms. And these physical symptoms could be set off by things in the surrounding landscape. A sand dune off in the distance would be Govardhan Hill, and Lord Chaitanya would run towards it and fall into an ecstatic trance, during which blood would, it said that every pore on his body became like a boil on the surface. And instead of, normally a person would sweat, but blood would be coming all over his body and his servants would be washing it off. Or the river Jamuna. He would look out to sea and it would become the river Jamuna and he would run. Or he would see a forest and that would be Vrindavan and he would run. And it was a hard job for his servants to keep up with his mood during the daytime, what to speak of at night time when they thought that he was asleep. One time the Lord rushed out And they came and they found him near the Lion Gate, the Singhadwara Gate, outside the temple. And it said that he had extended to the length of six cubits. A cubit is from the elbow to the hand. So 6 cubits his body had extended, 6 or 7 cubits. And it said that even the very bones had become disconnected, dislocated, and were connected just with a connection of skin. And they would have to sing kirtan, and then he would retract and become normal again. Another night they came out and they found him, he was lying in the mud near where some cows were eating, and the cows were licking his body. And he looked like a turtle, because instead of extending, he'd retracted, and all the limbs were inside his body, so that he looked like a turtle. And again, they would have to sing. So no ordinary human body can manifest these symptoms. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this in order to show the ecstatic mood and the accompanying symptoms of one who is in total love with Krishna, and who is seeing Krishna at every moment. So finally, the Lord disappears, leaving behind him dozens and dozens and dozens of devotees to carry out the essential work of spreading the message of the Yuga Dharma. That is, to always chant, hear about, remember, pray to, and serve the Supreme Lords, Shishi, Radha, and Krishna, Radha, Gokulananda, and to begin this process by the very loud chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In two forms. One is by japa, early in the morning, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one is congregational, Sankirtan. Sankirtan means not just kirtan. You can do kirtan by sitting down with a pair of kartals, but you can't do Sankirtan sitting down by yourself. Sankirtan means Samyak Kirtan, everyone all together. When everyone all together comes together in a mood of love, chants the holy name, then this is Sankirtan. And it may take some time for that mood to develop, but there is nothing more powerful than being in kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is the only safe place in this world. The only safe place. So if you want to be free from fear, if you want to be free from all types of material problem, then we take shelter of the holy name in Sankirtan. So we'll get a chance this afternoon to take shelter of Sankirtan. And out of our minds should be removed the shops, the gossip, I haven't seen you for such a long time, how's your children? But at least for a certain amount of time, we can join together, and very loudly, raising our arms in the air, we can chant, Shishi Gauranitai Ki, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtana Ki, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shri Gaur Purnima Mahotsava Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. So, just in connection with that, at the end, I've been asked to tell you about two things. One is, there's still tickets available in the reception. If you want to go on this amazing experience, which is Harinam Sankirtan, down the biggest shopping street in England, guarded by Her Majesty's police force, devotees for the day. And the second thing I've been asked to tell you about is, 4 completely and utterly surrendered Vaishnavas to taste love of God in the kitchen right now by rolling Cutting vegetables. Cutting vegetables. Fantastic. And now we're going to have some Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela from Mother Govardhan and her troupe. Hare Krishna.